Make your own music. Find your place around the hearth, in the company of others. Find your place in the grand scheme of things, the grand music of the orchestra, in which every player is a conductor. Oh yes, that's Ireland. Whether you're at in a pub, in winter, wind and rain outside, hardly anything to see through the mist, but the melodies made magically. Mostly with magnificent sound. And in the summer, the air breathing life out, seeking its own sun. The strains of collective collaboration. The jazz-like feature of traditional Irish music. Oh yes, Ireland is indeed a land of music, is indeed a land of music makers. Come here, go into any village, any small town, and there are music makers doing their own thing, irrespective of who listens, without seeking praise or adoration, humbly cracking on with the tune. That's the tune of Ireland. That's a difference of Ireland. That's a standout experience of Ireland. And this is not to say that if you go to the Appalachians, you won't hear the banjo's cry. You won't hear fantastic melodies. You won't feel deliverance from daily life. And that's not to say that there aren't 1,000 places all over the earth where together people gather round and together make the sound that they generate, composed of each person chipping in. But when I came to Ireland in 2005, it was a joy to discover how easily it is to join in, to be the listener, to be the ear of such players, of such artists. So today my word for Ireland, the word that I associate, or another word that I associate with this strange and unusual country, this unique and dramatic country where drama is a way of life. Oh yes, this is a great word to contribute to the Audio Mo community of sound makers from all around the world, celebrating each other's work, enjoying making the sounds that are dear to each other during the month of June. So today I give you my word for Ireland: music. Music. Music.